Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we thank him, and we bear witness that there is no deity except him. Inna alhamdulillahi ta'ala, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nastahdih, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina, man yahdihillahu fahuwa al-muhtad, wa man yudlil falan tajida lahu waliyan murshida. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that there is no deity except him, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon him, his companions, his household, and those who follow him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Today we continue exploring Surah Al-Baqarah, the Ka'bah. And Surah Al-Baqarah is very important food for the soul and the heart. The importance of Surah Al-Baqarah as a food for the soul and heart is exactly equal or more than the importance of the cow itself as a food for the body. Drinking milk from the cow, the hearts need to drink and pump milk out of Surah Al-Baqarah. Eating the beef from the cow, the heart and the soul need to eat the beef of Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah addresses the reason why you and me are here on earth. What is the job and why did Allah create us? The topic is expressed in the surah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starting the creation, which is the story of the beginning of the creation, by announcing, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, gathering with the angels, I am creating a representation of my manners on earth. A representation of my manners, somebody who's going to do the earthly business using the heavenly manners. Conduct the earthly business using the heavenly manners, which are the manners of Allah. Generous, he's the most generous, he wants us to be generous. He's the most kind, he wants us to be kind. He's the most fair, he wants us to be fair. He's the most forgiving, he wants us to forgive one another, etc. So I am creating a representation of my manners on earth. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. As soon as Allah said that, angels know what Allah is talking about very well. They got shocked. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. We had a very hard time with the jinn kind who were created for the same exact reason that those humans would be created for. The reason of getting closer to you by doing better and better representations of your manners on earth. The more representation and the better representation we get, the closer we get from Allah. And the worse is the representation, the further away we get from Allah. We are created, jinn are created, humans are created for that purpose. We know Ya Allah, but we have seen what happened with the jinn. We had a very difficult time with them. They were created for representation, and what they have done the opposite. They all have gone, they have reached to the level where every single jinn on the face of the earth was wicked, evil jinn. No single one of them is doing good representation at all. And we, Ya Allah, we had to form an army and fight with them and chase them and lock them, siege them into the vacant areas of the oceans and arrest the king, the chief, Iblis, and bring him up with us to the heaven. Ya Allah, this new creation will be subject to the same conditions those jinn are subject to. They will be free to choose under the influence of lower desires and temptations. Selfishness, intrinsic temptation, selfishness, greed, arrogance, ego, hate, love of power. And these are all evil temptations of the heart. And on the top of that, they have the lower desires of the body, the desires that are low coming from the body of the tummy and other desires.
they will be under the influence of these desires. On the top of that, they will be under the influence of the attractions of the pleasures of life. On the top of that, they will be under the influence of the shaitan ideas, inspiring them with evil ideas and satanic ideas. Ya Allah, how different they are going to be than jinn. Ya Allah, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Ya Allah, you're going to create a creation that is going to shed the blood and spread corruption everywhere. Ya Allah, you have us. We are your creation, and we are doing a process called the process of taqdis. The purpose you created for us for is taqdis. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. We're seeking to get close to you by doing the tasbih and the taqdis. Taqdis is when the angels purify themselves to get closer and closer and closer to Allah. Allah is the target of taqdis. It's the process of taqdis where they raise themselves higher and higher in the levels of purity to come closer and closer to Allah. For Allah is the absolute purity himself. He is al-Quddus, which is that's his nature, that he is the absolute purity. He is the infinite purity. And the angels are doing taqdis to get closer and closer to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the target of the one who are doing taqdis to get closer to him. He is al-Quddus subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are doing taqdis, Ya Allah. We are doing what you created us for. And to understand the difference between taqdis and the tazkiyah, we humans don't do taqdis because this is way above our level. We engage in tazkiyah. Tazkiyah is cleaning, not purification. If I may use numerical expressions, we humans have the freedom of very evil to very good. That's how much we have. We have the freedom of negative 100% to positive 100%, which is perfect. And we give the freedom of a choice in between. Lower desires and temptations, satanic ideas and attractions to the pleasures of life are pulling us down. And the guidance of Allah, the brain, the conscience, inspired with the light of the correct knowledge, the correct sources of guidance, are pulling us up to Allah. So that we move in this space, negative 100% to positive 100%, by cleaning our heart continuously, the process of tazkiyah. To be able to do the good representation to Allah on earth, we have to engage in that tazkiyah. Cleaning our hearts will reflect on our reality because it will raise the status of reality to get closer to the representation that Allah has created us for, which is to represent His manners on earth. And during the process of doing cleaning, we're going up higher and higher and getting closer and closer and closer to Allah. And Allah loves it. This is why Allah created us. So we get closer and closer and closer to Him. If I may use this simplified example, if you have a child who's doing well in the school, and he is doing well in achieving all his goals, you would be so pleased with that child, and so happy. He would be delight and joy to your heart and to your eyes. On the other hand, if you have a wicked child who's a bad investment, who's goofing around, and everybody's cursing him, and saying, "Ya, may Allah curse you, and curse the one who gave you birth, and curse the ones who produced you, and curse the ones who raised you." Imagine having such a child. You would be so angry and displeased with that child. This is not the reason I gave birth to you. This is not the reason I invested my life to raise you, not to get cursed by you. And you'd be so angry with this child. If we use this simplified example, we can understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. And ولا يرضى لعباده الكفر. And if you deny and reject the faith, Allah owns everything and He's displeased. لا يرضى لعباده الكفر. He's displeased with kufr, denial and rejection and denial of the favors and greatness of Allah. وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. If you believe, that's what He's pleased with. That's why He made you, to believe, to get closer to Him. And that's what will please Him. And that's what will qualify you to His name, which Shakur, the most thankful one. So that Allah will make name a Shakur, which is part of His nature, to thank the most visible to everybody in the Day of Judgment, when they get to see what kind of thanking Allah has prepared for you. That is the purpose of the creation. Ya Allah, you have us, we are doing taqdis, we're getting closer to you. Those guys, taqdis is to go from the level of 100% to positive infinity. So purification, clear, purification or taqdis is from 100% to positive infinity, infinite level of purity, which is Allah Himself, He is al-Quddus. The purity, the self, that's His nature. And the target of anybody who's trying to do purity, He is al-Quddus subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the angels go the lowest 100% and up. They don't go at all under 100%, unlike us. Tazkiyah, process of cleaning. And if I may use this example to get closer to Allah, if you invite a king to your house, would you invite the king to your house when your house is dirty? The king would not want to come. Say, I mean, would send his people first to look at your house and make sure your house is appropriate for him to come in. And then they would tell him he did not clean the house, the dishes are not washed, the carpet is not vacuumed. He would say, no, I'm not going there. Just think about it logically that way. Take this simplified example to understand how come when you clean yourself, you got closer to Allah. And when you introduce and let dirt come and corruption come to your heart, you get further away from Him. You go down with gravity. When you follow your lower desires, temptations, the attractions of life, and the satanic ideas of the shaitan, and you get higher when you resist those and clean your heart continuously, guard your intentions continuously, work harder, develop the spiritual muscles that let you in control of your temptations and lower desires, and don't let them be in control of you. That is the purpose of our creation. To do the representation, we do tazkiyah. Ya Allah, we are doing it. Allah answered what? When they were inquiring about the wisdom, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know things that you have no knowledge of. And the scholars have connected the dots between this particular hadith, this particular ayah, and the hadith where Allah is speaking about the levels of people. That my slave is coming closer to me by observing this and this, and will keep coming closer to me by doing this and this, and keep coming closer. It is a hadith Qudsi, which means that the words, the idea, the thought is from Allah, but the expression and the words are from the Prophet. The Quran, the idea and the thought is from Allah, and the words from Allah. So in the hadith of Qudsi, Allah is saying, He's getting closer, my slave, closer and closer and closer to me. And then Allah has reached it to the level that He wants. The top level, the level of perfection. The 100% level, the level that Prophet Muhammad said, in the past, a lot of men have achieved the level of perfection. كَمُلَ مِنَ الْرِجَالِ كَثِيرٌ وَلَمْ يَكْمُلْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا أَرْبَعٌ. In the past, only four women have achieved 100%, which is the level of perfection. And he named them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at that level is the level that Allah is talking about the hadith al-Qudsi. And then when he describes that level, Allah says, فَذَٰلِكُمُ الَّذِي أَرَدْتُ. Those are the ones that I wanted by creation. It's to raise this group of people. You and me are here on earth, and this whole entire universe is created for Allah to get this group of people. To raise this group of people. فَذَٰلِكُمُ الَّذِي أَرَدْتُ. What are you going to do with them, Allah? Why do you want to get them? What's the purpose? What's the reason?
Allah continues saying, غَرَسْتُ كَرَامَتَهُمْ بِيَدِي. I have built their own Jannah by my own hands. I am the gardener of the trees in their Jannah. غَرَسْتُ كَرَامَتَهُمْ بِيَدِي. I am the gardener of their trees in Jannah. I am the builder of their homes in Jannah. Not any Jannah that mediocre people get. No. It is the Jannah of this group of people that Allah has created the universe to raise and to get. This group of people are going to make visible the name of Allah Shakur. If we now try to feel the name of Allah Shakur during this life, it is not very visible to everybody. Because in this life, the name of Allah Shakur is not really coming very obvious to us. In the Day of Judgment, Allah is a Shakur, and we need to recognize and see His name obviously, His nature. He is Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We recognize Him and we benefit ourselves and we get closer to Him by knowing Him, learning about His nature through His 99 names and getting closer to Him. A Shakur name, you will really see a Shakur name clearly visible to your eye when you see what Allah has prepared for this group of people in Jannah. The Jannah that He has built by His own hand, that Allah has said that. And when the Prophet was narrating the hadith, he said, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. He recited the ayah in Surah Al-Sajdah where Allah is saying, no single soul know what I have hidden for them as a reward. The surprises that I'm hiding for them. What I have prepared for them. The Jannah that I built with my own hands to thank them. When we see that, we would be so impressed and wow, and we would be able to see the name Shakur visible to our eyes. All is connected together. Purification, tazkiyah, representation of Allah on earth, getting those group of people out of all humanity, showing the name of Allah Shakur by rewarding them. How about us? How about you and me, the poor Muslims? In the meantime, we benefit from that by getting some Jannah. It's not the one that Allah has planted by Himself. But you know, Allah is so generous. We get a Jannah planted by the angels, maybe. And in the process, we benefit from them. Just by being around while they are working. By being around, by belonging to the group they belong to, we get something. We get Jannah. Inshallah, we ask Allah to make you and make me from those people of Jannah. On the other hand, other people earn themselves a home in hellfire. As you can speak about the closer and closer to Allah, you can understand now the concept of the Jannah having floors, and the hellfire is having floors. It's all about level, closer, purification, cleaning, closer, higher and higher and higher. The highest level are the ones who get to see the face of Allah bukratan wa ashiya, at the beginning of the day and the end of the day. While the ones who are further down, much further away from Allah, they get invited every once in a while to go into an honorable caravan and see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see His face. Looking at the face of Allah is the highest joy. If the people of hellfire will get to see the face of Allah, they will enjoy hellfire. They will not feel anything. That's how much is the joy seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are very close to Him, they get to see His face every time. They, the beginning and the end, they get to see Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. These levels of haq is very well explained in Surah Al-Baqarah. As an introduction to Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah goes at the end of Surah Al-Fatiha, that we recite 17 times a day, and briefly and quickly speaks about levels. Three levels. الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ الضَّالِّينَ. Three levels. The ones you have blessed, the ones whom you are angry with, and in between you have the ones who are lost, confused by false guidance. And then he goes in details at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. We make dua, اهدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to the straight path. Guide us. He starts Surah Al-Baqarah by answering our dua and saying, you guys are asking for guidance. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. This is the book. أَلِفْ لَا مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. This is the book. فِي هُدًى. This is the guidance. The huda, the hidayah that you're asking for. This is the manual of guidance.
And this particular surah is the guide, Surah Al-Baqarah is the guide of the representation of Allah on earth. And the surah continues to explain the levels, one after another. Starts by speaking about, in four ayat, describing a level of personality, describing the signs of a specific level. Very simple to understand and very straightforward. It's the level of al-muttaqin. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. Four ayat briefly, Allah describes the believers that believe in the unseen, establishing prayers, praying in charity, believing in what was revealed to you, to what was revealed to the ones before you, etc. Four ayat, Allah has done with describing their signs. Then in 2 ayat, 2, he describes the opposite. Very simple personality and straightforward. The ones who reject the faith. Allah is saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْذَرْتَهُمْ أَنْ لَمْ تُنْذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So here is 100% and then there is negative 100%. The ones, the non-believers are, it's even for them. You breach to them, you don't breach to them. You try to talk them out of this nonsense or you don't try to talk them out of nonsense, it's even. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. It's like talking to a wall. Hello, anybody here? Just like talking to the non-believers. Okay? Even. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. And then the second verse is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are in this condition because they have made the choices in their life that made Allah angry with them. And when Allah got angry with them, He sealed their hearts. Airtight seal. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَى سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَى أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Airtight seal on their eyes, on their ears, on their hearts. They are unable to see. Not even small amount of light is coming. And at the end, they will be thrown in the trash of hellfire. That's negative 100%. In between, a third category of people that Allah dedicated 13 ayahs to speak about. From ayah number 8 to ayah number 20. 8, 9, 10, all the way to 20. 13 ayahs. Why 13 ayahs, Ya Allah? Because it's a crooked personality. It's the people who do hypocrisy. The one who pretend otherwise. 13 ayahs, they need more description of their signs. They have more signs. And it's more, it's not, it's, they need more than 4 ayahs and more than 2 ayahs. They need 13 ayahs to describe the al-munafiqeen, the hypocrites. And Allah describes them. I'm not going to go through the description. And even in that description, Allah gives two illustrative examples. This is how difficult and crooked is their personality, that they needed two illustrative examples from Allah to explain their personality. The light example, the one who lit the fire, and the one who's going through the storm. مَثَلُوا كَمَا لَسْتَلْقَ بَنَارًا and أَوْ كَصَيِّبٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Then Allah speaks about a personality that drives Allah angry. Allah is al-Halim, dear brothers and sisters. You know what al-Halim is? He is al-Halim himself, meaning that al-Halim means it's extremely difficult to get angry. You have to be a pure evil to get that al-Halim angry. Allah tells you about them 17 times a day in Surah Al-Fatiha. Say, al-maghdubi alayhim, al-maghdubi alayhim, al-maghdubi alayhim. The ones whom I'm angry with, 17 times, angry with. Who are those people? Guess. And guess how many ayahs Allah has dedicated in the guide for representation, which is Surah Al-Baqarah, to speak about them. Guess who are those people? مغضوب عليهم. 100 ayahs. One third of Surah Al-Baqarah is to speak about their signs and their personalities. And to show how awful and how miserable are they. Not only that, but also as Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. I am detailing the signs so that you know the ways of criminals. Allah called them criminals. And Allah says, I'm detailing their signs in the Quran so that you figure out their ways. Who are those? Those are the ones who not only know the truth, they know the truth very well. And they are sure it is the truth. And they have analyzed the truth to the deepest level you can ever imagine. And they have done calculations to calculate how much the truth is going to hurt their own personal interest. They have done very excellent, deep analysis and calculation. This is the impact of the truth on our
personal interests and benefits. And then they have calculated how to change the truth so that to protect their interest and to profit, their business will profit. Or their interest will profit and prosper. Those are the people who drove Allah angry, whom Allah is angry with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about them in the middle of the surah in a very unique way, miracle of expression, by ridiculing the Prophet and his companions. Ridiculing them by saying, أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَقْرَأُوا يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Do you have any hope that they will believe in you, Muhammad, believe in you, and believe in your message? Do you have any hope, like I ridiculed you, do you have any hope to fly? Do you have any hope that they will believe in you? And even though you know that they used to hear the words of Allah, knowing it's coming from Allah, and then يُحَرِّفُونَهُ, they change it and alter it and manipulated it. بَعْدَمَا عَقَلُوا, after they analyzed it and calculated the impact on their interests, وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, with full knowledge. And what are they doing? بِالْسَمَ اشْتَرَوْا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. They have purchased a small price. The benefits that they get by altering and hiding the words of Allah is a small price. The benefits, they are purchased, as it is very small. Those are the ones who Allah is angry about. The ones who know the truth. The ones who hijack the religion of Allah and use it for a movement. Or use it for political reasons. Use it to steal a nation. Use it to steal Palestine. Stealing a cow is different than stealing $10 or $1,000. It's different than stealing a state. They stole a state. This is the biggest theft in the history of humanity. And guess at what time they stole that state? They stole it in front of the eyes of the civilized humanity. Humanity that brags about civilization in front of the eyes of the whole world, quote-unquote civilized world. And they had managed to introduce enough corruption in the system so that they can get away with the theft. They invented the veto. They invented this and they invented that so that they can steal the land, the state, from the owners in front of the eyes of everybody, and nobody can do anything. That's how terrible they are. Hijacking the religion, Judaism, and into a political movement, which is Zionism, where the Jews are coming and saying, this is a political movement, this is a spiritual religion. They kidnapped the name of our religion and misused it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. What do I want you to do in front of this? For the state that has been stolen, I just want one thing from you. Teach Surah Al-Baqarah to your children. I'm not asking you to do anything more than you bring Surah Al-Baqarah and teach it to your children. Allah said, we are detailing the signs so that you figure out the ways of criminals. That's what Allah said. Take these signs from Surah Al-Baqarah and teach it to your children. That's it. Maybe our generation is not going to be able to do something. Maybe their generation will. When they learn Surah Al-Baqarah and teach it to their children also, tell them before you die, teach Surah Al-Baqarah to your children. For those people, Allah will not dedicate 100 ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah for nothing. For nothing. This is the biggest challenge facing the representation of Allah's manners on earth, is the challenge of Al-Maghdubi alayhim. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم إني داع فقولوا آمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين. أعلم بفضلك يا رب كلمة للحق والدين. انصر عبادك المؤمنين الموحدين. اللهم كن في عون إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين. اللهم إن الأعداء قد تجبروا عليهم وظلموهم والأصدقاء قد تخلوا عنهم وخذلوهم فمن لهم سواك يدفع عنهم يا أرحم الراحمين. تقبل قتلاهم من الشهداء اشف مرضاهم وفك أسر سجنائهم وادفع عن أحيائهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عليك بالصهاينة المعتدين، اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر، وأرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك، وأنزل عليهم بأسك الذي لا يرد على القوم الظالمين. وأقم الصلاة، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Make straight lines, fill in the gaps, foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألف لام ميم، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا. فإذا جاء وعد أولاهما بعثنا عليكم عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد فجاسوا خلال الديار، وكان وعدا مفعولا. ثم رددنا لكم الكرة عليهم وأمددناكم بأموال وبنين وجعلناكم أكثر نفيرا. إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها، فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوءوا وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.